Yeah, thanks, Park. We're here at the end of Special Stage 20, which is the last stage of the 2022 Dual Donegal International Rally. And Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are on the verge of winning their first Donegal International, leading by just over 50 seconds from Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble as they headed to the Atlantic Drive. It all came about that a big advantage after Ali Fisher had a puncture on High Glen, and it firmly put Josh Moffat in the driving seat. He's had a tremendous year so far, leading the national championship and of course leading the tarmac series as well, and he's going to pick up more points here as he looks for his third one off the championship. And it's been a patient drive, to say the least, by Josh Moffat. He was sitting just outside the top three for most of this event, and as you know, Donegal is a marathon event and anything can happen, and we had huge drama this morning when we lost Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the opening stage of the day. The tyres probably weren't at the proper temperature for the stage in Garton, and they slid through a chicane and damaged the car and were unable to continue. And then you factor in what happened later on. Matt Edwards, the three-time British rally champion with David Moynihan on board, they took control of the rally. They took the lead, and it lasted about 700 metres because they came into Atlantic Drive, and unfortunately it may have been an issue with cold tyres as well. They just went into a really, really fast left, and unfortunately, too much pace in the corner. The car left the road. It was a big impact. So it was both the driver, Matt, and the navigator, David Moynihan, were shaken by it, but both were okay. But that brought an end to their rally as well. So, that then, but of course, Josh Moffat into the lead, and there was just 1 second between himself and Alistair Fisher as they headed out into the final loop of the day. We've seen Josh take a couple of seconds out of Alistair on Garton, and then Alistair had that puncture, which has put Josh very much firmly in the driver's seat for winning this event, leading by 51 seconds. The 00 safety cars are now just coming off the end of the stage, so it won't be too long, of course, before we see Josh Moffat come as far as the end of the stage. Once he gets safely through it, we understand that he is coming very much safely through it at the moment, and the 00s continue to filter down. Sam Moffat, of course, a two-time winner of this event, sitting third overall in his Ford Fiesta, 6.1 down. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson, they had the fastest time on High Glen, fourth overall, 9 adrift. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Ford Fiesta, 11 seconds further back as they head to the drive, their fifth overall. And Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, they're driving the full day Sunday without a clutch. They're having problems stopping it at the end of the stage, but when you're driving these things at full speed through the stages, the clutch doesn't cause that many problems. It's only when you come to the end and the start. But they came through High Glen 6 minutes and 16 seconds, and they were still fast, so they were quicker, a lot quicker than James Stafford, and they're heading to the drive, and it looks like he's on the verge as well, if he can get safely through the final kilometres of this event, of picking up the modified category in his Darien. The Darien T90s have been hugely impressive throughout the course of the weekend. Gallagher and James Stafford having a big battle, but really from Friday evening it's been all about Kevin Gallagher, of course, known with his friends in motorsport circles as Egg. Himself and Ryan Moore have done a super job getting this far, but they've one stage to go, and they are on the verge of taking the modified section, which is a hugely popular section. It's been a long, long rally, so it has in Donegal. It's been has returned since June 2019. It's been a long break. It's been a fantastic weekend, and we've been thoroughly enjoyed by the spectacular action that we've seen over the course of the last 3 days. And in particular, as we said today as well, a lot of events happening too. And loads of battles further on down the field as well. We can't forget about the clubmen who have spent the bulk of the year preparing for this one event as they look to try and finish Donegal, an achievement in itself. Some of the class leaders heading into the final stage, Donegal man Stuart Darcy leading in his Proton. Further on down the list, Brian Brady in the Honda Civic leading class 13. Jason Dickinson in a Ford Fiesta leading class RC4. Kevin McLaughlin and the Honda Civic, local man, leading class 11F as they head to the drive. And Conal Hegarty and John Spillane on the Toyota Corolla, they are leading class 11R, just some of the class leaders as they come to Atlantic Drive. Not forgetting about the demonstration run, of course. There's 9 cars and 9 former winners driving those cars who have been I suppose, following the rally after the juniors. They've been taken through the Garton stage earlier, and it's fitting on the 50th anniversary that all those men that started it out and were part of the winners years ago, that they're going to finish off the 22 Donegal International Rally, because they're going to come through here at the end of the race. After the juniors, they will be making their way through to the Atlantic Drive. No talking to Seamus McGettigan a short time ago in the Rossapenna Hotel. He was having a thoroughly enjoyable evening or afternoon along with Vincent Boner. Ari Vatanen was in there, Austin McKeel. Also, we were speaking to John Lyons, who won it in an escort. Former winners, Cal Corley was in there as well. There's a whole list of them, all enjoying themselves in the Rossapenna and really looking forward to getting back out onto Atlantic Drive one more time. Okay, we can hear cars coming in the distance as we wait to see who this will be. I can tell you that Josh Moffat is off the stage, and Josh Moffat has won the Donegal, the Jewel Donegal International Rally. He's got a smile on his face. We'll just let him come out of the car and greet his supporters who are all here. It's been a fantastic drive by Josh Moffat. Josh, listen, Sam's won this twice. Now you're a Donegal International winner. How does that feel?
Oh, it's unbelievable, and I suppose we just worked so hard for it all weekend, and it's something else, like, to come home, and it's obviously going to keep us strong in the championship now, but it's been such a long, tough weekend, and to come home with the win.
Listen, this is a marathon event, so it is, and you had to be patient from early on.
Yeah, definitely. We started off pretty badly there with a bad tyre call starting off in the rally, but we worked on it from there, and we pushed so hard all weekend, and just to get home now, it's been unbelievable. Like, so careful through that last stage, and it was nearly making it harder, but it's just so good to get to the end.
How much pressure was there on you?
A fair bit now, as much as I'd like.
Okay, well, listen, many congratulations. There's not too many of them, but you're a Donegal winner. Well done, Sam.
Thank you.
Well done to Adrian Hayes as well. On the notes, calling the notes, we'll speak to Ali Fisher, who joins us. Ali, we're just live here in Highland. Listen, Ali, it was a tremendous battle in the final loop between these two guys, and once the sort of puncture happened in High Glen, it was very much advantage, Sam.
Yeah, it was. The puncture broke a brake pipe, so we had no brakes as well, which made it even worse. So we're probably lucky to get through there, to be honest. I'd say we've ended up fourth or fifth. Yeah. Bit of a disappointment now, but here, well done to Josh in the win. That's the way it goes.
So thanks for talking to us, Ali Fisher, getting to the end of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. We've also got Sam here. Sam, the guys are talking to Josh. Listen, Donegal title going to Monaghan again and back to the family home.
Oh, couldn't be any better. Over the moon for him. Yeah. What a drive.
Because it's a hard one to win.
Oh, it is. Very, very hard. And look what happened today. Like, just shows you.
Okay, congratulations, Sam. Of course, finishing third overall. I'll just try and make my way up through some of the other finishers who are here. Marian Evans is here. Declan Boyle is here as well. I'll actually go to Marian Evans, who's down on this side. One of the Welsh visitors. Marian, we're live here on Highland Sunday Sport at the moment. Congratulations, you've got to the finish. How do you sum up your Donegal?
Very good, to be honest. Obviously, it's a shame to lose some stages like Fannin, but just means we'll have to come back and try again, won't we? So, for my second time here, I'm really happy. The pace of time's been really good. The time's not so good, but I think that'll come with just more time.
Yeah, that's a spectacular event, isn't it?
One of the best, definitely. I've really good memories here, obviously, with Manus over the years, and to come and do it myself is great, you know?
Okay, we'll look forward to your visit again.
Thank you. Me too.
There you go, Marian Evans from Wales, who are getting to the finish of Donegal, and of course a top five finish for him as well. We're just making our way up through the competitors, and I'm going to speak to one Donegal man, Declan Boyle, who's got to the finish of another Donegal International. Come on this way with me, Declan. We'll stand out of the road of the cars coming down. Listen, you got to the finish, you got the car sorted yesterday afternoon. How are you feeling now at the end?
Good, glad to get that one over now. It's good to get it over. With a lot of ups and downs and suspension and playing around. Pace is hot. It's a way ahead of 19 again. Yeah. These R5s are the way forward.
Yeah, the R5s are the way forward, but listen, it's been a fantastic event, and I'm sure we'll be looking to get back here and trying to get to the top of the tree at some stage again, Declan, because you've been there before and you know what it means, you know how it feels.
Yes, so, you know, when you've been there and you know that at the end of the day, suppose I'm getting a wee bit older too and a wee bit more careful and had a few offs there and bits and pieces like that, it all adds up. Yeah. But glad to get this year over now. good to get this one over.
Good man, good to see you at the finish. Declan Boyle there, former winner of course, sitting alongside him, James O'Reilly, a former winner as well. We're going to speak with Kevin Gallagher, who is the modified winner of the Donegal International Rally. He's been taking this car through the ditches of Donegal with no clutch today, but you got it to the end, Kevin. Well done.
Aye, we were tough. We're just watching it there all evening, but lovely to get it. Lovely to get it now. Delighted.
How much does it mean to you to win the modified? Because it's a very competitive category. You guys are all the best of friends, and it's been a long, long marathon session, but this is the one that you always wanted?
Ah, it is. Look, it's a long time coming. I was second in 18, and I led it in probably 17 and 19 at points, and it's nice to get it in the end.
You'll enjoy tonight and tomorrow?
Oh, definitely. Definitely let it sink in.
Yeah. Okay, well done. Kevin Gallagher there, who is the modified winner of the 2022 Donegal International Rally. Congratulations to Kevin. Rory Kennedy's up the road as well. Rory, of course, former winner here. He's got to the finish of another Donegal. Well, Rory, listen, it's been a great event, so it has. You haven't been fighting at the top end up with the guys at one and two, but you have had a good event, you and Gary.
We've a very enjoyable event, Ross, you know what I have to say. Unfortunately, we weren't at the sharp end this year due to maybe some time loss on Friday, but nevertheless, thoroughly enjoyed the rally. Fair play to the organisers for putting on this event after the few years that it hasn't happened. They put in a huge effort, and of course, there's a heavy burden on them from what happened in 19. So, look, congratulations to all them as well. It's a great event, and sure, look, everybody's smiling here at the end of the Atlantic Drive. What a fantastic stage.
Yeah. Okay, good to see you, Rory. Well done. Back at the finish again in Donegal. So, there you go, Park. That's our reaction from the winners and some of the drivers here at the end of Atlantic Drive. What happens now is they're all going to go back into the finish ramp in the Mount Errigal Hotel. They're expected to be in there at about 6 o'clock. Chris Ashmore is in and around the Letterkenny area too, and we'll be hearing from Chris shortly. He'll be wrapping up how the top 20 finished in this event and how the classes are looking as well after 20 very, very competitive stages. Of course, there was over 300 kilometres of competitive action facing these guys this weekend, and we're now at the end of it, and the man who is at the head of the field, who has won this event, there's another title going to the Moffat House in County Monaghan, and this time around, for the very first time, it is Josh Moffat who has taken the Donegal crown. Andy Hayes is co-driver. He's delighted. He's smiling. This is a big, big one. And they've taken more crucial points in the championship standings as well. We'll have more on the rally for you shortly.